nothing but bullshit.
No,
hope.
Well, I hope that's true.
Ain't no hope. I don't give them fucking hope, man. Hope. Hope you gonna pay your goddamn rent. Hope your car work. Come on, man. Ain't no but bullshit.
No, I'm just saying I think a lot of black people are being brainwashed.
It ain't got nothing to do with them.
Okay.
And here, if you say I'd like to go to Paris this year, but I can't afford, you just told 75 trillion cells of C2 you don't get to Paris. Huh? That's who you are. And when you find that out, huh? When you find that out, when they told me I had the worst cancer you can find, huh? I told my son, Doc, I said, don't show that to your mother, she till after your sister get mad. Then I gave her the report, because they ain't going nowhere. I know I'm not going nowhere. If you hope don't work. You never heard no rich, powerful motherfucker say hope.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Help Myself Podcast. Ah, man, I got this one started off kind of rough, didn't it? Yeah, man, I tell you what. The late, great Dick Gregory has some language for us. But that does not take away from how factual his message is. Can't hope. You gotta be committed. And basically, I like the example that he used. Well, he used two examples. And the first example, he said, you know, if you say, I'd like to go to Paris, but I can't afford it, you have told 75 trillion cells to mobilize to keep you from making it happen. And that was an interesting one. But then he goes on to talk about having cancer, the worst cancer that you could possibly have, and his family being nervous, his wife panicking about it, and he's like, man, don't worry about it, I ain't leaving here, I'm gonna beat this thing. Now listen, I want to be clear here. Just because you decide a thing and you're gonna fight and all, that doesn't always mean that you're gonna win. But if you never fight, you'll always lose. And when we leave things to hope instead of being committed to do everything in our power to change them, we sacrifice so much of our power. And I really, really believe that it's by design, because if you think about the way that our society is set up, or you think about the way information is dispensed and dispersed, you think about the way centers of power exist. There's so many talented and powerful and amazing people, and somehow or another, we are just continuously told or somehow given the message that we can't, we're not possible, we're not capable. And there's always a story of, you know, somebody overcoming the odds. But what we really need to understand is that we're not in a situation where it should be odds that we overcome. It should be a lot more equitable. But if we're going to really change the atmosphere of our lives, the atmosphere of our families and loved ones, our circles, yo, we got to get away from this idea that we can hope for things to get better. And recognize that things will only get better until we are 100% committed, body, mind, and soul, to make them better. Don't hope for it. Make it happen.